Okay, and welcome to this new podcast all about email marketing. What you're going to hear is an interview of somebody that is making millions and millions with email marketing and really, really putting everything else to the test. So just hold on and listen to this interview and be super excited because email marketing is still the king of the cash flow. So hold on a second and here is the interview.
Yo, yo, what's up, guys? Ryan McGinn here, and welcome to this call. And I got my boy Jason Capital on the line. And being that today is the day one of 2018, and a lot of things are shifting on the internet, there's a lot of people talking a bunch of garbage, and a lot of things aren't true. And I wanted to kind of get JC on this call because, like, in the past 4 or 5 years since, you know, we've gotten really close, whenever I need to make a big decision with my business and what I'm doing, I always weigh his opinion heavily as far as he always kind of knows what the hell is going on and what's going to work and what doesn't work and what might be a waste of my time. So being at 2018, I'm about to make some big moves this year. I brought him on a call. So welcome, JC. And today we'll be talking about the truth about making six figures or more in 2018. So thanks for your time, brother.
Dude, happy to be here. Happy to add value whatever way I can.
You always do. It's like the fire hose, I think, to quote one of your videos. Or somebody else said that in one of your videos. I don't know. It was a good line, though.
He said he unloads a fire hose of value. So it's like getting hit in the face with a fire hose of value, which I, of course, thought that was funny because there seems to be some metaphorical sexual undertones associated with such a statement, but that's neither here nor there.
that's topic for another interview.
Sure.
But, anyways, well, let's get right into this because I don't want to take up too much of your time. So in your opinion, man, what is going on in the world today for an established or, you know, new or blossoming entrepreneur?
Wow, that's a really good question. So, yeah, I mean, it's a big question too, right? It's basically asking, like what is the state of the entrepreneur today, whether it's a new entrepreneur, a successful entrepreneur, a guy who's already making 8 figures, a guy who's never made 4 figures and he just wants to make 4 or 5 figures. Like, what's going on? And I actually wrote about this in the newsletter earlier today, but there's this kind of criminal that has been robbing millions of men last year. It's going to do about probably 10 times more millions of men in the next year than it did this past year of money, of success, of women, of all the stuff that we all want, you know, deep down when we come down to it. And what is it? It's FOMO, right? The fear of missing out. We have become a nation of people who no longer are driven by their purpose, but are driven by not missing out on what other people are doing, right? It's like Henry David Thoreau, right? The great 19th century philosopher studied with Emerson. He said that you need to move forward confidently in the direction of your dreams. He did not say you need to move forward confidently to the party where your friends are at on Friday and you're not, so you don't listen to them. That's not what he said, right? This is what the fuck we're doing. Everyone, like, I don't know, it's 20%, 30%, 80% of your actions and your decisions are not being determined by you and what the fuck do you want in life and what do you want to create this year and what do you want to achieve. But instead, you're being so influenced subtly by what other people are doing and the little parties and pictures on Instagram and boats and yachts and girls and six packs and dogs, and it's messing with their head, right? So obviously, the show social media is a huge part of it. Right, and understanding what's going on with that and how social media typically is the number one cause of FOMO for most people today, especially millennials. And that brings me to the second point here, which is, and this one's probably, you know, this would be the most important thing that I can share with you for 2018, your success financially and with women and with friends, with everything. You need to trust numbers, not hype. You need to trust numbers, not hype. And the reason I say that is because social media is freaking amazing for creating the illusion of hype, right? For hyping things up. So it's all, like, social media, when I think about it, it's like this giant, puffed up, inflated balloon. Like, there's not a lot of substance inside of it. It's just a lot of pumping up, a lot of hype, a lot of inflation, a lot of shit that's not real, a lot of hype, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're an entrepreneur looking to make money online, like, understand, like Joe Polish once told me, he said, Jason, you know, you can either, people are going to use social media on you, or you need to use social media on other people. So we need to take control of that. That one's going to be huge. Because if you're looking to make money online, well, social media is a great avenue for you to start with, particularly Instagram right now. I think Instagram is great, right? But with that said, there is still one marketing medium that does numbers way bigger than the rest of social media, that is way bigger than just normal running ads or normal advertising or Amazon or any of that stuff when it comes to an entrepreneur who wants to make money online, and that is email. Email is the best way in the world to make money online. I feel like you have something you want to add there, right?
I mean, to touch on the FOMO, I mean, it even affects people that are doing big shit. Like, it's not just something that's like you're just some regular guy just sitting home. It affects everybody. It's so powerful. But like what you said is like using social media, I say against, you know, turning the power for yourself and using it as a hype tool, as a medium to, you know, make yourself look cool. But I mean, I have to agree. I mean, you know, my numbers don't lie and email still outperforms pretty much everything. And it's, you know, that's kind of going to lead me into the next question I was going to ask you is, what is the biggest mistake you see entrepreneurs making right now? I think I already know your answer, but I'm going to hear you say it.
Well, I'm going to give you two, right? And the first one is not recognizing the power of email. And this is what I'm talking about with hype. Because you go on social media, and what is everyone hyping when it comes to entrepreneurship online? What is everyone on social media hyping? They're hyping social media. So it's like an echo chamber. Everyone on social media is like, hey, bro, you got your social media. Well, if that's all you're paying attention to and that's what's drawing your attention, you're going to miss out on the greatest way to make money online today, which is email. All right, and I love email so much. I have stats on this shit. I actually like remember this. Like, there's over 6.5 billion email accounts on the planet, right? I think it's 7.5 billion on the planet. There's almost an email account for every person on the planet. Over 3 trillion emails are sent every hour.
That's crazy.
3 trillion emails, legitimate emails, are sent every hour. And then there's this kind of research company on Hollywood, kind of where I used to live, called McKinsey and Company, and they found that email is almost 40 times better at acquiring new customers than Facebook or Twitter, right? So email, like, I don't know if I can say it enough, it's what I've built my whole foundation at, right? Email, it's the house that I've built, the capital, all of it, right? And so not recognizing the power of email or believing email is dead or whatever it is, just that would be huge. This is the fastest way to make money online today. Email. We have a mutual friend, Joel Maryland, who makes, you know, tens of millions of dollars per year sending 5-sentence emails. That's all he does.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, right? Like, for instance, myself, you know, this past year, and the reason I'm probably hyping this so much right now is because I got sucked into some of the social media hype this past year in 2017. This is one of the lessons I pulled out for myself as I kind of reviewed the year behind me. And this was this. And I saw revenue numbers kind of go down as I focused more on social media. And then I went back to doubling down on email. And, you know, there was one day that we had as a company, I don't mind sharing numbers with anyone, but we had one day as a company where I sent out a little bit less email than normally, and we made $80,000 that day. But that's a good day. I was pretty happy about that. And almost all of that was created by email. So that's the first mistake. And the second one is, I would say, it's so important right now for you as an entrepreneur, is major in the majors, not the minors. Right? So many people major in the minors, not the majors. They run around all day screaming, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm an entrepreneur. You know, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. And they're just doing what they see other people sharing on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube videos. And it's very surface level, shallow knowledge. And because they don't really get it yet, they're getting the wrong information. They're just hearing little 60-second clips. They're not hearing the whole story. They think that the small thing is what they need to do. They major in minors, not the majors, right? So they're like, I'm just going to hustle. Hustle, grind, baby. I'm going to hustle and grind. And you have to manage stuff. Like, what's the secret to success? And he's like, empathy. And you're sitting there and you're like, Seth, yeah. You know what? He's right. It is about empathy and feelings and understanding other people's emotions, like seeing it from their point of view. That is it. That's the secret. Empathy. So you start running around all day like, empathy, that's going to be my secret to making six figures. Well, how the fuck is empathy going to make you money? Like, have you ever tried to get on the bus? The bus driver's like, here, put the money here. And you're like, I don't need money. I got it. Fuck you. They're kicking you off the bus. Right?
Yep.
There's too many people running around majoring in the minors, in the majors. And if you are just looking to make your first 100K or 200K or $450,000 a year, something like that, then the fastest way for you to get there is, again, majoring in those majors, not the minors, and figuring out what is really most important here. And the most important thing, which I'm going to talk to you more about on the webinar coming up, is a high-income skill. Right? It's the skills. You need to develop the skills. like empathy, yeah, it's great. Connect with people. Like, obviously, you know Jason Devlin. You know I'm all about that. But let's be smart, dude. Let's not be stupid. You want to make money, you need a skill that delivers money. You need a skill that gets people to happily put their hands in their pocket, pull out a cash or credit card, and give it to you with a smile on their face. You need the skill that can do that. It's a high-income skill. So we're going to talk about that on the webinar. But those are by far the biggest mistakes I see young or new or even established and older advanced entrepreneurs making right now.
I kind of relate to you. I mean, obviously we talk a lot, but I mean, I got sucked in all the, you know, early this year hard on social. Like, I mean, I was like living, breathing, dying for my YouTube channel. And then all of a sudden I was like, fuck this, ain't making it as much money as it once was. And you have to go back to email because old trusty is always there for you.
Always there. Always there. And you know, it's funny, Ryan, because me and you, we've had private discussions about this. One of the biggest concerns people have with email is open rates, right? And deliverability. And, you know, Gmail has the primary tab, the social tab, and the promotions tab, or even the updates tab, and people's emails are going to promotions instead of primary. That's been a big issue. And that has been a big issue for a lot of people who don't know what they're doing, right? Joel Marion gets 40% open rates sending to hundreds of thousands of people, right? The industry standard, a good open rate is about 20%. So he's doing double, sending to more people, sending more emails more often, because he knows what he's doing. The last email I sent out on my email service provider, we had a 44% open rate, right? So email, I mean, honestly, in the last couple of months, my open rate, like, I don't get 44% normally. I usually get 20, 25%, but we've continued to get better and better at it. So, you know, old trusty is becoming like me badass.
He's on some steroids. He's working out a lot. He's got resolution. He's going to be good this year.
He's on fire. He's like sitting at the top of the mountain. He got bored and he's like, all right, I guess I'll build a bigger mountain. So I'm further away from everybody. It's pretty amazing.
That's awesome. Well, I'm getting pumped for the webinar, but one more question for you. So, I mean, what do you think is the number one thing an ambitious guy who wants to make a lot of money should be focusing and being aware of 100% 2018?
So, well, I kind of alluded to it before, but I mentioned it's about skills. You need skills that can create cash. You need skills that make you money. But one thing I will say is, you know, it's 2018 right now. A lot of people are setting goals. You're setting resolutions. But unless you have a plan, like a real plan of attack, you're not going to achieve anything that you want. Writing down a bunch of goals and then waking up and like, all right, well, what should I do to achieve those? You need the plan. The plan is more important than the goal. It truly, truly is. And then in addition to your plan, do you have fail-safes? Do you have redundancy plans? What if this goes wrong? Do you have second and third order consequences in those plans? Do you have plans for what if these variables don't play out the way you think they play? So it's we got to be smarter about this stuff. But in addition to that, what's going to work in 2018 is not what worked in 2017. And what's going to work in 2018 is not what worked in 2016. Right? For a lot of people who are looking to make money online, some of the big things that we all heard about were things like starting your own social media marketing agency. Well, let me tell you what. So many people got into that, and so many people tried it. They didn't really do it. They tried it, and they reached out to local businesses and online businesses that all these business owners had their guards up. They've gotten 50 or 60 emails from people and prospects and saying, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Facebook, your Instagram, I think, make mistakes here and here. Why don't you let me do your social media marketing for a week for free so I can show you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So don't worry about it. They've gotten that. They've heard that. Their guards are up. Right? That's not what it once was. That's not there anymore. Another one that we've all heard about is becoming a consultant. Right? Well, unfortunately, with the consultant as well, there is a market surplus of people who want to be consultants, and unfortunately, not enough people who want to be consulted with. Right, and I'm going to say about that. I'm going to get to in a second, but I want to like. And then what else is there that like people think are great ways to make money online that have worked in the past? Well, there's like Shopify stores, right? Everyone wants to start a Shopify store right now. Well,
sure.
I'll tell you what, they're selling all kinds of doodads, right, on e-commerce stores and drop shipping. Well, I have guys in my coaching groups who tried that last year, and all they did was lose $5,000. And that's the thing they don't tell you about selling those businesses. Is there's a big overhead commitment you have to make, and your odds of actually turning it around are very, very low. It's a very small percentage of people who actually make money doing that, right? And then even me, like, I talked a lot about in 2016 and early 2017 about copywriting, right? And we had a lot of successful students. One of mine is making multiple six figures a year after boot camp in less than a year, which is great, right? But copywriting is one of those things. If you're going to be writing a 15,000-word sales letter for a client, you need some experience, right? In my opinion, from what I see, you need at least 12 to 18 months just to get good at copywriting in order to really command those kind of $5,000, $10,000 fees, right? So what's going to work in 2018 is not what worked in 2017. And the key thing I want to mention here, which is something I'm huge on coming up here, because it allows me to provide even more value to the end user and to my clients, to my customers, to my fans, but is working with, in person at least, working with more motivated people in smaller groups so I can give them more personal attention. And this is what I'm really looking at for a lot of young entrepreneurs and even older entrepreneurs and established ones as well, is figuring out how can you make more money with less customers, right? And the fastest way to do that is to increase your prices. But then, of course, you go, okay, well, how do I increase my prices without increasing resistance, right? How do I increase the price of what I'm charging for my service for this client without resistance? How can I get them to say, you know what, it's not 1,000, it's now 2,500, and they go, correct. How do you get them to do that? Well, there's something really important. There's a diagram. In fact, if you're listening, I want you to ideally take notes on this so you can kind of write this down. This is a very, very important marketing business lesson here. But there's three levels to pricing. And the higher up you go of these levels, if you go to level 3, well, guess what? You can charge typically 100 times more than what you charge at level 1. So what is level 1? Level 1 is where you teach the other person, right? You just teach them the thing. So if someone comes to me and they want to learn how to attract hotter girls and they go to the status video course, that is me teaching them, right? That's it. So, for instance, another example, Ryan, me and you are both coaches in my mastermind group, like this figure feature mastermind group. We meet every month across the country. It's badass. So much fun. The guys in that group each pay $1,000 a month for that service, right, where we teach them how to build a six-figure business from their laptop in 12 months or less. So they're paying us to teach them. That's level 1. If we wanted to charge more for the mastermind, Ryan, then we would go to level 2. And this is instead of teaching them, you do it with them. So for instance, I have a lot of private clients who, instead of, you know, the mastermind where it's a big group, they come here to Newport Beach and they work with me one-on-one, and I do some work with them. I write some copy with them. I might help them with their game. I might bring in girls and do some drills and body language and things like that. I'm doing it with them. But at level 1, we were charging, we said, $1,000 a month. At level 2, for my private clients, the lowest price you get in at is $10K, right? And the highest price is $75,000. So we're charging literally 10 to 75 times more because we went from teaching them to doing it with them, to level 2. But what's level 3? That's the highest level. That's not where you do it with them. That's where it's done for them. So it's like, you know, we know people are lazy. Even the most motivated people on the planet are lazy if they can be. Right? So the highest level is, you're like, fuck it, sit your ass down. I'm going to do everything you want for you. You don't have to do shit. I'm going to do it all for you. That's the highest level. And you're probably listening right now and you're like, I would pay more. Of course you would. Right? We all would. That's business. This is, I'm not making this shit up. This is exactly how this works. This is what helped me go from broke to millionaire in only 9 months. I was 24 and since, you know, done a lot more. And for instance, like, I only did one client this past year where I created an entire set of a marketing campaign for him. And I got paid $120,000 just for that because I did it for him. He didn't have to do anything. So just to recap those three levels, which is huge, is level 1 is where you teach the other person, and that's where you charge the lowest amount. The level 2, where you can charge typically about 10 times more, is where you do it with them. But level 3, where you can charge the most, is where you do it completely for them. So if you can figure out a service where you can tell the client, you don't have to worry about this part of your business, I'm going to do all of it for you, that is the highest level where you'll be able to charge the most money without resistance, and that's doing it for them.
Man, that was some gold right there. For people listening to this, I hope you wrote that down. Or just rewind it, listen to it again. But that was some good shit there. Man, this is getting me pumped up for the webinar. So tell me a little bit more about the webinar.
So, I mean, what I can tell you is I'm probably, hopefully I'm as pumped as you are, Ryan. It sounds like you're kind of pumped. I'm really pumped for this thing. I've been working on this for about 7 weeks now, getting ready for this webinar, but for almost 7 years, people have asked me to teach what I'm going to be teaching on this webinar, and I've never done it before for a variety of reasons, but it feels like now is the time. you know, feel like the time is right. So I'm excited about that. And like you know, you saw on the webpage, I'm going to be showing you the fastest way to make an extra $100,000 to even $500,000 a year without a boss, without a website, working less than 3 hours a day from anywhere in the world on your laptop. And if that sounds crazy, if that sounds like there is no way that could be possible, then you doubly bad need to be on this webinar with me, because what I'm going to be sharing with you isn't a theory. It's not something we made up. It's something that me and my friends have been doing consistently for almost 10 years now. All right. So, that's really all I can say, dude, but I'm pumped. It's going to be a really, really fun time. There's a lot of talk, a lot of, you know, messages and emails and phone calls here at the offices where people have been talking about the webinar. Everyone's really excited. We're all really looking forward to it.
Awesome, man. Well, like I said, I don't want to take too much of your time. We've been going now for a little over 20 minutes, so I appreciate you hopping on. And for all those listening, you better show up on that webinar, because you're missing out if you don't. But yeah, man, thanks for hopping on. I always appreciate it. It's always a good time to listen to your voice.
Of course, man. And my dog, obviously, Kennedy, you played with him before, but he got super sick this morning, so I'm taking him to urgent care right now. So I'm going to go rub his tummy.
Oh, man, poor guy. He drank too much champagne. I know how you guys get down there.
Don't admit it publicly, Ryan.
Nope, nothing. Oh, it's like a church inside that house.
That's all it is. All right,
man. All right, talk soon, bro. Thank you.
Okay, here you have it straight from the master's mouth. And when you're interested in the results of this webinar, and when you're interested of really, really making it online and becoming the next millionaire, even billionaire, then make sure to follow up this podcast by looking for links. When you see this on a podcast page, look for links to either go to video courses or to the next step, the webinar itself, or immediately to the opportunities that we're offering. Perhaps you see this in video form and we have, or I have animated it, then it's possible to perhaps see this on YouTube. There are links underneath in the article or in the description that you can click to go to the webinar, the recording, the live streaming sessions, the academies, the clinics, the websites, and whatever we created to give you the right information and to become the next star online. It's all about email and sales funnels. We've created 7-step sales psychology, and we are definitely also part of this movement that is teaching people to really, really take advantage of email marketing. It is really, really still the king of cash flow. So when you want to set up an online business, this is the place to be. Don't get sucked into all those hypes that are blowing your mind, but blowing your wallet as well. And when you were sent to this podcast or video or sales funnel by somebody else, get a hold of him or her. He or she has a huge surprise for you that will blow your hair back and knock your socks off for the next 30 years. You won't need both of them. So get hit with a fire hose of value. Get involved. When you see this on YouTube, it's also possible to click the little bell or a little clock icon. When you do so, you'll be notified whenever we upload new videos and new information to bring you to the next level. And then what else? Like, subscribe, obviously tweet, and make sure you subscribe to our channel or to my channel. And then I'll definitely see you and yours in the most beautiful restaurants, hotels, resorts, but definitely on the most beautiful beaches of the world. My name is Rob Buser. I'm surrounded by specialists that you've just heard an interview of, and we're going to make it so that you are either going to be taught, we'll do it with you, or it's all done for you. We have all these three possibilities and opportunities for you to take advantage of our skills, knowledge, and years of experience. What you really can expect in the next video or the next webinar or the next video course is why 99% of what you see about making money online is total BS, and what it really takes to master making big money online in any economy. It doesn't matter whether you are a dentist or a network marketing freak or whatever. In any economy, you're now able to find out why 99% of what you see about making money online is total BS. You'll see a blueprint of how to make an income that will really surpass all your dreams within 90 or 180 days. I have to do a disclaimer. I'm not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice, nor am I not your financial advisor. Make up your mind from free will. No guarantees, no promises. 100%, 100% own risk. We have case studies as well. So block out quite a large amount of time to get really concentrated on the next piece of information, webinar, seminar, whatever you're into. Show up early and make sure that you have your desktop available and not necessarily only your mobile phone, and I'll tell you later why. So get ready, bring somebody and bring other people to the webinar and the information that you are asking for. Make notes, and I'll see you soon. Again, click links underneath this video when you see this on video or on a podcast page. Get back to the person that invited you here. He or she has a mind-blowing surprise for you. I told you that earlier. What else? Leave your best email address plus mobile telephone number to the right of this video or somewhere on this podcast page so that we can send you appropriate video information. We won't spam you. And then I'll see you. I'll see you soon.